Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Happy day to you, and retirement is the name of the game. That's why you listen. That's why you want to get out of Dodge one day. And what's great is sometimes it's not just retirement from your civilian federal service. Many of you already have retirement under your belt. Maybe it's from another job. Many of you, it's retirement from the military. And I have the privilege to work every day with a woman who's retired Navy, and then furthermore went and got two doctorates in her separate field. And I have the ability to work with her all the time. So welcome, Rhonda. So it's so good to have you on, and I really enjoy working with you all the time. In fact, we have kind of come to a very common banter back and forth. The moment you hear somebody military, retired, we jump on this to try to help them get prepped if retirement for them is in the future from the military. Mm-hmm. But most commonly, we're talking to people who have already retired. But if it's okay, if you can just give me the tiniest bio of, you know, obviously you retired, maybe what you did. And because you got some pretty incredible experiences from the Navy, and then after you exited, kind of your experience.
Yes. I joined the Navy in 1993. I was 26 years old when I joined the Navy, and I retired with 20 years of military service. I was an E6. When I joined the Navy, I was a PN, called a personnelman. By the time I retired, they combined the dispersing clerks and the personnelmen together and created our job title as personnel specialist. I had the pleasure of working with active duty members, reserve members, officers, enlisted, assigning them to duty station, to duty billets. Had the opportunity to work very closely with Marines. When September 11th occurred, I was one of those who prepared the reservists to deploy to go and fight a war. It was just one of those things that was just constantly going every day. It didn't matter. We could get a call on a Saturday or Sunday, and we had to go into the office to prep the individuals. I'm just seeing people, their lives change in an instant where we're calling them saying you need to be in the office in the next 12 hours with no time to really prepare to get their, you know, just get their life in order. I would say one thing: when you're getting ready to retire, prepare in advance. Prepare in advance. Get all of the knowledge, get all the information that you can get so you will know what to do when it's time to retire.
That's really true. The preparation is key. And what, give me maybe two pitfalls people could avoid with preparation. What are the top two that you would say people maybe without prep could have affected them?
Don't always listen to the scuttlebutt. Go to those who actually know. They have the knowledge. A lot of times when people are retiring, they're hearing from, oh, this is what I heard. This is what I heard. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. But there are things already in place. Go to those who are the SMEs, the subject matter experts, the ones who actually work in that area dealing with retirement. Those who know what's going on, those who have years of experience. That's one of the things that I saw in the military, where people just going up by what other people say, and those individuals really didn't have a clue. They had no idea. They were going by what somebody else told them. And so it's like the game of telephone. As it keeps going on and on, you keep getting bad information. Go to the subject matter experts. Those who have put the time in, who have the knowledge, to help you retire so you will have a great and happy retirement.
100%. So I actually had the opportunity to help somebody do the military buyback, and they had something called a DD-215.
Yes.
Which is a correction to a DD-214. So maybe mention how important it is to track your paperwork, keep your paperwork, things like that.
DD-214 is very, very important because that information, it calculates your time in service to include active duty and reserve time. You want to make sure that your date of birth is correct on the DD-214. I know someone, their date of birth had been incorrect on their military records for years. And so it was difficult trying to get the date of birth changed on all the documents. You want to make sure that your Social Security number is correct. That's so important. You want to make sure that your duty stations or where you were deployed are reflected on that DD-214, just the general area, because that can also affect your VA disability compensation, especially dealing with the PACT Act, because some of the areas it's called, just because you were in the area, any sicknesses, diseases, ailments that you may have, it will fall under presumptive illnesses. So it's one of those things where they're looking at, well, because you were in the area, this is why you have it. And it would not be hard to prove that you have that sickness, disease, or that ailment, you were diagnosed with it. So it's very important. And I highly encourage you, when you get your DD-214, and there's a box on there that says, do you want your DD-214 sent to your home of record, local agency, something to that effect? You want to select yes. That helps you, because if you ever need a copy of your DD-214, you could go to the county court records and they will have a copy of that DD-214. And now you won't have to wait a long time trying to get it from St. Louis.
Oh, that's really good information. Yeah. So basically, you want to really watch your documents from hire to retire.
Yes.
Because the birthday issue would have been probably easier to correct the first month rather than years later.
Correct.
And the DD-215 that I saw was 8 years off. Years off. Holy cannoli. Like, that's crazy town. So that is super huge. And you mentioned something also that is very near and dear to your heart, VA disability. So watching documents when you retire, but also to get checked out for everything before you leave, get that medical trail. Will you speak to that a little bit? And also what a spouse can do to help their veteran potentially get benefits that to which they're entitled.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Even with your medical record for the military, the one thing that the VA looks at, you can say on when you're trying to file a claim, hey, this was going on, that was going on. But what the VA looks at is if the information is not within 6 months, they consider that old information. So it's key that if it's something that you had in your medical record that you dealt with while you were in the military, if you want to file a claim and you don't want a delay in the claim, it's best to go see your primary care doctor and talk to them about that so you'll have current information. That way, when the VA pulls your medical records, they see that it's current. So it's very important to go see the doctor, get information documented. Also have letters from family members, friends, things of that nature. Somebody may be able to prove that you were deployed somewhere, that it may not be on your DD-214, but someone that you were stationed with, and they write a letter saying, yeah, we were stationed here, da 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 da, these dates, this time on this ship, this command. They can do that. You can get letters from spouses as well, saying, for instance, if you're an individual who has hearing issues and you have the TV up loud, your spouse or who children or whoever, they can write a statement saying, yeah, when I walk in the house, I feel like I'm in the movie theater. And the veteran doesn't realize that the TV is that loud. So those things are very important. And also, as you talk about spouses, When it comes to veterans and their spouses, if a veteran passes away from anything that they're getting paid VA disability compensation for, when the veteran passes away, the spouse can continue to get that money after the veteran passes away. So veterans, don't think that you aren't entitled to VA disability compensation. That compensation is exactly what it is. It's to compensate you for the toll that the military took on your body. You went in 100% or 95%, whatever. But by the time you got out, your body started experiencing aches and pains. And you may not have felt them when you were in the military. That's because you were younger. But as time goes on, then your body starts experiencing those things from the running that we did, going up and down ladder wells, up and down stairs, listening to loud noises. I was a part of the funeral detail and the color guard. So we had to shoot rifles doing 21 gun salutes. So if it was only three of us there, we had to shoot seven rounds. And we just had the little chinchy ear pieces to put in our ears. That really didn't help a lot. So don't think that you don't deserve any VA disability compensation. It's compensation. The military is saying, hey, we just want to give you, just pay you something, because we know that when you left us, your body wasn't at 100% or whatever when you came. And also look at it as you're also providing something for your spouse as well, continue income when a veteran passes away.
Man, that's so good. Such good information. And I think a lot of people didn't realize that specific, if I pass away specifically from something service connected that I'm getting paid for, then the spouse is able to continue some of those benefits as well. And then of course, at 100% PNT, the spouse gets Champ VA. I mean, there's so many spousal benefits, because we know that when you marry someone in the military, you marry the military.
Yes.
And that there's a price to pay. That is a price to pay as well. Yes. So they've earned their stripes also. So Absolutely. Thank you so much, Petty Officer Bunny. No, I'm just kidding. She's not a petty officer at retirement, but there was a time when her superior officers called her Petty Officer Bunny because she was born on Easter, and her nickname is Bunny. Thank you so much. And this has been great. I'd love to have you join me again, and we'll talk a little bit more Navy retirement, doctor, if that sounds
all right. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.